We now are privileged with continuing with the prayers of the church. It's our chance to uplift names and concerns in our congregation before going before the Lord. There were a couple prayer requests that I wanted to share with the congregation that are in addition to the names that are printed. One is Marilyn Schmidt, a member of our community, very involved in many of the community events that we do here at Peace. She had open heart surgery a couple weeks ago and is recovering from that. Her daughter Lynn emailed the church and asked for her to be included in the prayers. Also, Diane Heitmeyer asked to be included in our prayers here at the church. Diane will be, she extends her thanks to the congregation. She is going to be in the hospital for about 180 days at least up in Salem. So we're going to uplift her as well as her husband and daughter Anna in our prayers today as well. Please rise as we continue with the prayers of the church. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in the faith and for all people in their various circumstances. Eternal Lord, you sent Moses to Pharaoh, giving him your name and promising to go with him. Now you send us out into the world with your name upon us from our baptism and your gracious presence going with us. Use us, we pray, and work through us to accomplish your good and gracious will. Confident that you accompany us, we praise the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, you saw the afflictions of your people in Egypt. Look on all who are oppressed by harsh governments, denied their human rights by corrupt courts, or cast aside by uncaring cultures. Visit, relieve, strengthen, and free them to worship you in peace and joy, knowing your answers are better than our prayers. We praise the name of the Lord. O Holy Spirit, you knew the sufferings of the Israelites in Moses' day. Listen to all who are struggling with illnesses of body, mind, or spirit, especially those in our congregation and community that have asked for prayer. Kai, Bev, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Kylie, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Kathy, Dylan, Roman, Anita, Yoriko, Svenja, Gladys, Jim, Joyce, Kenzie, Mac, and Sue. Lord, especially today we pray for Diane Heitmeyer, our sister in Christ. Sustain and strengthen Diane so that no distress would separate her from you. We pray that your presence also be with Steve and Anna and also Laura, in the weeks and months ahead. According to your will, give healing during her times of transition. Lord, also this day for Marilyn Schmidt, we pray that you would look with compassion on Marilyn. Give her patience and comfort following her surgery this past week, and be with her daughter Lynn as she cares, and all those caregivers that surround Marilyn and give her strength. Lord, finally, for Addie, give guidance and discernment with the doctors regarding her, that there would be clarity for her treatment in the days ahead. Guide those who seek to meet their various needs as well, anticipating the contentment and health that await them in your gracious plans. We praise the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus, hear the prayers of all displaced from their homes or seeking asylum in foreign lands, and protect all who work for order within societies and peace across borders. Confident that you can bring good out of every circumstance, we praise the name of the Lord. Lord of the nations, Pharaoh did not know you in Moses' day, and today whole nations have not heard our Savior's name. Open doors of opportunity for lay and clergy leaders so that the gospel may be proclaimed, trusting that growth will come to the church by your will. We praise the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus, your people have awaited your return since your ascension into heaven. During this time when lawlessness and rebellion are rampant in this fallen world, give us comfort and hope, protection and encouragement, looking forward to joining those who have gone before and now live in your presence. We praise the name of the Lord, now and forever. Amen. We now pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his everlasting peace. Amen. Yeah.